six. He's been on my ass. He's finally made it here on the show. He go by the legendary Tita Hot Boy. If you don't know who this is, and you ain't seen him around Decatur, he used to ride a Monte Carlo. He don't rode a Jaguar. And I ain't gonna tell you what he in yet, but you know it's foreign, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm talking about.
He always used to deck and make the whole pussy wet. Yeah, I'm talking about my player partner, my other brother, man, who really don't need no introduction. T the Hot Boy. Talk to me, T.
Yeah, what's happening there? This is your Eastside player partner, T the Hot Boy. And I want to appreciate everybody out there, man. You did what I mean. I am here on the Zone 6 Click, man. And we all taking this thing to the next level. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, T, tell me what you've been up to, man. Tell me what you've been up to.
Look, man, I've been out there trying to get it without leaving nothing behind. You understand me, man?
I can dig it.
Man, look, I'm too cool to catch a cold. That's why I'm a hot boy. You understand me?
Oh, okay. I'm talking about he won't kill, then won't die, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but now, man, I'm do my thing, man. You know, it's football season, so right now, I got the Link Up Crew thing popping up with the game day. You feel what I'm saying? Check me out every Sunday, 12 noon. You ain't got to worry about going to NFL.com. You ain't got to worry about going to Fox. College of Boy, the Link Up Crew on all streaming sites, on everything you got, man. Well, I do basically get my picks, man, for the NFL week. I do my thing. Anything's on the still popping, as you know. Yeah. And I'm looking to make bigger and better things, man. That's why I came over to the winning team, man. It's on 6 Click, man.
All day, man. Shout out for that shit, man.
You feel me?
What? Hell of an introduction.
Hey, man. Hey, man. What's up, baby?
I got a quick question.
Yes, sir.
What the fans you going to do?
The same thing they've been doing forever.
What the Philadelphia Eagles gonna do?
Tell me all about that.
We going back to the promised land. You understand what I'm saying?
You think so?
Oh, of course I do.
Okay, then.
Yeah, we one of the top teams in NFC right now. If not the league.
Give me y'all record again.
Right now we're 3-0.
3-0.
Yeah, it's only three of us. That. It's only three of us.
Yeah. What so about it's you, the 49ers, and who else?
The Dolphins.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, I ain't going to lie, man. The Dolphins did their thing, man.
They put an ass whooping on the Broncos.
They definitely did. We see them on the 22nd.
Y'all talking about the same.
We will see you on the 22nd. Don't forget that.
They come to y'all house, y'all go to their house.
Now, we going there. We going there. You know what I mean?
So, y'all going to MIA, yo.
It don't matter, man. Put me in the front seat with him. I bet I whoop his ass.
I'm trying to tell you, man. I agree.
But can I say something?
Go ahead, my brother.
I guarantee the Dolphins winning with the Falcons like that.
You don't think so?
Hell no, man. I mean, the Falcons ain't shit, but they winning with them. They want to whoop them like the goddamn Dolphins. Like the Broncos.
They probably would have. I ain't gonna count.
No,
not that bad. T.
7.
We don't get 70 points.
Yeah. Hey, you understand what I'm saying? The defense is trash. Y'all defense is way better. I agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
70 points though.
But you wouldn't score 20 though. I can tell you that. Ritter can't throw over 200 yards.
I agree with that.
Russell Wilson out there slanging it, but motherfuckers fumbling and things. They just getting right with Sean Payton. Sean Payton's a great coach.
No doubt.
But he can't play defense at the same time. You feel me?
That's a fact.
Man got a new baby on the way. New future steady making diss records every other week. Yeah. Shit, get
real. I'm going to tell you something. That since you bought that up now.
Shit, get real.
I ain't running it up.
Okay, go ahead.
T-Dog brought it up. Future making diss records. I think they got that nigga fucked up.
Might be on or something, man.
I think they got that nigga. He might need to hang his cliques up. He cliques up, man.
Oh, man.
What you think, T?
Man, back then they used to know me. You know what I mean? I feel like Russell still got it. Russell, he ain't showing. He's doing good out there. Think about it.
He ain't showing.
He one of the top quarterbacks in the league right now. Stat wise, come on, but you got to think about it. We're judging him based off the losses. He can't play defense.
No, I do agree.
He threw a hell of a game that 70-point game.
He really did.
His receiver coughed the ball up twice, which gave the Miami Dolphins another chance to score them 70 points. Now their defense can't stop a cold when they got clothes on. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where we're putting a lot of things together to pile on to it, but you got to think, we got a lot of quarterbacks out here who can't goddamn bust a grape in a fruit fight. You feel what I'm saying?
So the mere fact
that we looking at him on that, hey man, he's a sucker. He got one of the
Why would you say the man a sucker? Come on now. You're being disrespectful to
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit.
I'm bullshit.
Listen, you understand what I call him in a sucker in the sense of not in a disrespectful manner, but in a manner like, we all got to find our place, but I'm not finna let no woman like that Dell come in, you know what I'm saying?
Why would you say that?
What you mean, why would I say that?
A woman like that, I mean, he found his wife. That's his wife.
And I ain't gonna disrespect that. But everybody know, as we were speaking earlier, you can't turn a whore into a housewife. When you do, it's gonna be very expensive.
I do agree.
You know what I'm saying? But
now, I ain't gonna lie. Now, pimps, a lot of the pimps, they turn the hoes into housewives. Now, that's what they do.
They marry the last hoe.
So how did she stand down with the nigga? I think
no, she's staying down. He was already up when she found him. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
You know, and he turned that and made it a precious diamond. So you know, I would never disrespect nobody's union. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just talking facetiously, just to be jiving with
you. You know, I'm bullshit.
Yeah, but in the sense of like you know, you a made man, especially a successful made man. His pick is, he got the pick of the litter. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
Let alone pick a woman with a kid, buy a rap nigga. Now I got to go through all this.
I would have never done that. Talk to me. I would have fucked him.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I would have fucked that motherfucker now.
That's all I'm saying. And she may be a good woman.
I don't know your names personally.
That's why I call you hoes. She may be a good woman. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
you just stated, you wouldn't have done it. Why? Because she got a little bit more baggage. He $100 million man, Super Bowl winning champion.
Facts. Yes, sir. And then, no homo. Then he a nice looking nigga. Why would you gonna marry that motherfucker? Goddamn bitch. That man,
through the streets, man. And Walter Payton, man of the year.
Come on now.
Did he get that?
He definitely got that. Yeah, so, I mean, with that being said, like I said, all power to him and all respect to him. And you know what I'm saying? She's doing what she got to do to elevate him in a certain manner. But that also may be a distraction. Like I stated, he was a made man. The man was already drafted by the Major League Baseball.
And
he was drafted by the NFL. He went to two Super Bowls in his first 4 years. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So I feel like he didn't do anything besides become a successful man to attract her. You feel what I'm saying?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Do you think, right, you know what I mean, that he got sidetracked with this motherfucker? Because she a fine motherfucker now.
She is. I'm only saying she got sidetracked because we want to take care of our women. All men were real men.
We're going to do that.
We're going to take care of our women.
We're going to do that. Now, look at that. Shout out to that, man. We're going to do that.
What you do when you want to take care of your woman? You want to take in everything she has. You're going to take her child and make him your own. Because that's what a man going to do.
Yeah.
You're going to put her back on her feet. Her career was going down the drain faster than cheap toilet paper. You know what I'm saying?
He reinvented it.
So then I'm financing your career. You don't need their money. I got this money.
Okay.
You don't need the Jazzy Face studio time no more. I got that. So every now and then, put me back on stage, baby. Every now and then, I need to be back in the studio. That shit ain't selling. That shit didn't go plastic. You get what I'm saying?
Not platinum, but what?
Plastic. You get what I'm saying? So, he doing what a man's supposed to do. He's supporting his woman. He's taking care of a woman. And in return, I need these babies.
So, my question is, does that really make him a simp because he being a man? Or does that make that woman a hoe for her past and now she trying to get it together? You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
everybody deserves a change.
You know, these new age women, they want to erase their wholeness. You feel what I'm saying? Like it's a Nintendo 64 and you press the button.
Yeah.
Hell no. You get what I'm saying? I'm only calling him in the simp in the sense of he had his pick of the litter, as I just stated. Super Bowl champion, drafted by two different professional leagues, $100 million man.
So do you think he picked the bottom of the crop?
No, I ain't gonna say that.
He didn't do that.
She won the bottom of the crop. She definitely was.
But has she been with a lot of men?
Yes.
Okay, does that make you, as a woman...
We don't know that. Hold on.
Does a woman lose value with a lot of body count?
Yes. I ain't even finna cap. I ain't even gonna cap it.
Y'all really think that?
A lot of body count, you lose value.
Because think about it, we don't look at women like they look at us.
Right.
They can. They don't. I don't care if you got a lot of body because you don't have to. Yeah. You gonna come to me anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, a woman, you gonna give me sex. Your value is sex and your beauty and your femininity, what you can do to Facts. Uplift me. Facts. Me, my value, I got to build myself up, Russell Wilson.
Facts.
I got to get that bread, Russell Facts. Wilson. Yes, you feel me? I got to make people want me. I have to make myself valuable to the world for you to want me.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want me if I was goddamn Russell at the Cheesesteak Factory.
Right. Come on, what?
You only want me because I'm Russell Wilson.
Come on,
you see what I'm saying?
Come on, what?
Like you just stated, we don't know she been with a lot of men. We just... doing this with association. Yeah. Okay, you went from a goddamn a Bow Wow to a 50 Cent to a Future. So you trying to figure out which one's going to stick. All of these guys are step in the right direction or yep. step above.
Yep. I
so,
do agree. I do. Until she landed Russell.
You see, she landed Russell. And mind you, 50 wasn't the 50 he is now.
No,
you
know what I'm saying? But can I iterate on that? Man, I got a lot of goddamn respect for Phil, man.
Big dog.
The thing about the 50 we're going to marry the motherfucker, no way.
Nah, 50 ain't doing that.
And you did Future is at about it. Go
at that time.
I don't think he'll do it now.
He got him one now, though. He got him one now.
But did he matter?
Not yet, you're right. Not yet, but I can see it going that way. But you're right. You are 100% correct.
But the thing about it, though, you know what I'm saying? Even Lil Bow Wow didn't marry that motherfucker, man.
They was all on the come up.
I'm just saying, man. And you know goddamn Future was going to do. So I know that nigga, man. That nigga said no words. That nigga said no words.
I'm good, love.
That nigga said no words.
I mean, and some will say, you know, she did what she had to do to get to where she needed to be, which I respect that. So ain't no sense of a woman staying with a nigga who ain't gonna value her.
I do agree.
So absolutely. I respect that.
I do agree.
I get where you.
I do agree.
Do you, boo boo? Yeah.
I do agree.
You know,
I do agree.
Shout out for that one.
I do agree.
So, yes, so that part you can't hate on them. So,
can I say something? You know what I mean? But the thing about it, man, you know, every woman, especially if you're attracted, every woman wants a successful man, brother.
Absolutely,
for sure.
And you can't get mad at that woman, black, white, blue, or green, if she wants a man that's successful.
I mean.
Can you get mad at that,
dude? To a slight degree.
Okay. I would disagree with that.
Because you just said, building yeah. with, what happened to back in the day? Grandma used to build with me until I got right.
But this ain't, we ain't talking about them type of women, though.
And that's why ain't nobody getting mad.
That's right. The caliber of the women has went downhill.
Because they always looking for the next best thing.
Yeah.
While meanwhile, we got to settle for you got two damn baby daddies and fucking with baggage and shit. You coming around here smelling like little Bow Wow dick.
So T, we'll lower our... We'll lower our drop, but women won't lower theirs.
They won't. A woman's going to always date up. We'll take somebody going down.
But no, I'm not doing that no more.
Talk to me about that.
I'm not doing that no more.
Have you ever dated?
I've done it plenty of times.
Yeah.
But you got to think now, nigga, I'm getting money. Got my, now I always had a little paper, man. But the thing about it, I'm not doing that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm what on the broad on, man.
And what is that?
What does that mean?
If she trying to come up, I'm trying to come up.
But is she?
I'm up.
Right.
Do you think she would mess with you if you wasn't up?
No.
There you go.
No. Being on God.
But here's the other side of that. As a man, as men, we accept that. We know that we have to get ourselves in mental shape, get our bread up in order to get what we need to get. Because if we use a bum, we ain't getting them.
But
no one will want no bum though.
That's all we're saying.
But we are set up for women who ain't got their shit together either.
But that's on us, though. That's on us.
We don't value them for that. A man ain't going to look for no woman to make all this bread. Because at the end of the day, I'm still going to be the man. Like, our money can come together, but yeah. I'm not looking for you to pay for me. I'm not looking for you to house me.
Facts.
For example, purposes only, Russell Wilson ain't looking for Sierra to do nothing for him.
He can do it.
If anything, you're talking about distractions. You know what? You think you're doing something. You trying to have songs with Chris Brown. So get your ass back in the house and have this baby. You know what I'm saying? I got a season to worry about. Right. I ain't got to worry about you fucking on tour trying to get on the Super Bowl.
Get your ass
back in the motherfucking house. You know what I'm saying?
Can I, you know, we don't assume.
For sure.
Do y'all think that nigga doing it like that, you know, laying down the rules. I'm telling you what I would do.
But I don't think he laying down the rules.
I'm going to tell you three times.
I think he is.
You think he laying down the rules?
If he ain't, that's why he keeping her pregnant.
Yeah.
Wait. Well, that is true.
Yeah. It's a third baby now.
But it's a but, though. It's a but to that now. It's a but to that. And the but is, he giving a baby and they married.
There you go.
They married. So what he doing wrong?
He's not doing nothing wrong, but you got to think. He's a successful man. He had practice. He had endorsements. I don't have time to be pilly pattering or needing a woman who trying to be out here and be. Look at this. Jay-Z, he chilling right now.
That nigga chilling like a motherfucker.
Well, you know why he chilling? Because my wife on tour. I'm holding down what we need to hold down. It's your turn, boo.
Yeah.
When I'm out on the road, I need you to hold me down. You know what I'm saying?
And then we'll do it together.
I
fuck with Jay-Z.
See what I'm saying?
I fuck with Jay-Z.
Well, Russell Wilson, he looking at it like, babe, I need to focus. I got 300-pound niggas on my head.
Yeah.
I need to focus on this. I don't need to be worried about you all at the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what? We got a family at home. True enough, they got bread. They can get people to help them take care of that. But most men going to want, I need you to make my house a home.
Yeah.
I need you to make my house a home.
So
see what I'm saying?
Is he worried because he knows what type of caliber of woman she is?
I mean, I think them days over with, so I don't think he worried about that no more.
I'm going to disagree.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Talk to me.
I think he worried. That's why he ain't playing right.
Ooh.
Anytime, let me tell you something, man.
I mean, you might be on to something.
Anytime you got a motherfucking nigga like Future, a street nigga, man, you know, got all that goddamn money, man, please. And every time Future put, every time y'all pull up somewhere, Future there, and then you say, nah, we finna go back. Man, that nigga on to something. And then the nigga talking about this weapons on that nigga, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, all that, I feel like all that is socially, but he ain't fucking with Russell, man, on the big dog level.
I'ma disagree.
He ain't fucking with that nigga, man. You gotta understand that NFL money loan, you know what I'm
saying? I do agree. It's long.
Unless
NFL, I don't mean cut nobody, but what NFL mean, what they say?
Not for long. But you gotta think. He on his third contract. He went to two Super Bowls. This contract, he just got one of the biggest in history. And he's going to be part owner of that.
Ain't going
to
be part owner.
The Broncos.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's the whole reason he went going there.
Now,
I don't blame him for that. No, you can't blame.
That's a life setup change right there.
Man, let me tell you something. If she leave that nigga out, man, she ain't going to be no fool.
Yeah, she ain't going to be no fool.
She ain't going to be no fool.
She set up for life.
This
third baby is the checkmate.
It's solidified. Yeah,
and she gonna be forever indebted to him. He took her and her baby in.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I wouldn't have done that.
I mean, I've done it. I have done it. You know what I mean?
But and I don't mean to cut you off.
Yeah.
But a man of that status, man, I ain't, man. You know, I'm fucking with Lisa White, man.
Who?
Lisa White.
You see. Hey,
what did he say? Come again, say what?
Listen, right.
Hey.
Man, you don't get up out of here. Now, that's bottom of the barrel.
Let's talk. You're a damn liar.
Bottom of the barrel.
That's bottom of the barrel.
How you figure that?
What she got going on? Who is she? What is she? Did you see what she did to the Turks and Caicos, nigga?
Hold on. She didn't do that to him.
Hold on, T.
Because he finessed her.
I do agree.
You're a movie for that. We're going to get to that. You're a movie for that, like me. Tell me. What is Lisa Ray known for? What movie?
Players Club.
Thank you.
Wait, I didn't want to fuck her over
there. See, there it is right there.
So you think what you did?
Yeah.
I ain't trying to get no money out the bitch.
Well, she ain't got no money to get.
Ain't got no money to give you, baby.
She ain't got no money.
At all. She only looking for you for the money.
She
you understand?
Wait, she ain't going
to
get you. Money.
You to come up.
Yeah. You to come up.
How's that?
Because she looking for a come up. She looking for somebody. She looking for a Russell
Wilson. Yeah. Ooh, he said that.
Yeah, you said.
You know what I'm saying?
When it comes to
stuff like that, we only keep score if you marry her. You get what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, as a man, you're gonna go do what you're gonna do. You're gonna go get your bread. You're gonna try to make yourself a polished man. You're gonna make yourself a high figure to wherever you have
facts,
network.
Facts,
you have
facts,
network.
Facts,
you know what I mean?
Facts.
As we get older, we slick getting better because we finally get our mind right.
I do agree.
We get our body right. Our money getting right.
Agree.
You get what I'm saying?
Agree. I do agree.
You don't looking for nobody to take care of you because you taking care of everything. You don't even really nobody to take care of the kids because at the end of the day, you're going to take care of your kids, and I'm pretty sure their moms, if they're there, they're going to take care of their kids. Right. Because that's how moms work. Right. Some of them not always, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. For the
whole ball. Meanwhile, when you a woman, you use an example, you see Sierra, you got a rapper's kid who got 7 baby mamas. Bitch, where was your mind at?
Yeah.
So I gotta deal with that thinking. I got to have a chick who... not only been attached to several men in the industry, now your mental, you wouldn't have a baby with a nigga who already got 7 baby mamas he ain't taking care of. So
now who's to say that now?
What you mean?
That he ain't taking care of now. Who's to say that? Who's to say that?
Did he marry any of them?
That don't mean that now.
It definitely means something.
Now I'm gonna disagree.
So this ain't the streets where you got a stable of bitches, you dig what I'm saying, and you just having them and babbing them and dabbing them, you dig what I'm saying? You got these motherfuckers got you in court every other week. You got sons going to prison and shit.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Your house ain't in order, meaning you might show love with the bread, you might show love with some business, but ain't none of my kids gonna end up suing me unless I ain't doing my thing. Ain't none of my baby mama's gonna drag me through court unless I ain't doing my thing. Now they bitter. Some of them bitter.
You can be doing your thing and the business still taking you to court.
But ain't nobody gonna take Russell Wilson to court. Why? Why they gonna take him to court? Because he went about it the right way. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. I went and got me a wife. I settled down. I'm doing my thing. You stay your ass home. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to take care of everything you need to take care of.
She ain't doing it. She ain't doing it.
I mean, because she had a career, so she want to think. She want to do her thing.
Yeah, she want to do her thing.
I understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But. So, and you got to support that. But at the end of the day, who the breadwinner in that relationship?
Who's the breadwinner? It definitely Russell Wilson.
Ain't nothing moving unless he say go. You dig what I'm saying? Yep. I don't care how many songs she want to do. That's just how we roll. Yeah, mm-hmm. Roll your ass back home. You see what I'm saying? Yep. Yep. So at the end of the day, her value is how she can provide to her husband.
Yeah,
she had a great shot in a career. She still can probably got a studio in her house. She can record anytime she want. But at the end of the day, what he want comes first. See what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
During the season, he don't need no distractions like that.
I do agree. Sit your ass down. Sit your motherfucking ass down.
I'm not saying you can't be your own woman, but at the end of the day, this machine has to roll.
No, I'm saying.
Mentally and physically.
You sitting your ass down. Ain't no record. We got to take care of these goddamn children.
You can't say it, but you can act. You can put the moves in place.
That's what I'm saying.
So you hear what I'm
That's
saying?
That's what I'm saying.
You ain't because they
gonna try. I'm gonna say it though, T. They're
gonna try to me too you if you say it. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna pay for the studio time. I'm gonna pray for Chris Brown to get on this record.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna put a baby in you when the time the season starts.
Say that.
Yes.
And that is.
Yes, sir, man. And it's all about their money, man.
Man, life is good.
You do got your boy Eastside Player Potter T, the high boy in the building,
man. Come on with it, man. Come on with it again, brother.
Yes, sir, man. I'm talking about. If you don't know, man, you can follow me on everything, TEEDAHOTBOI on everything. You hear me?
Hey, T, so let me ask you this.
Yes, sir, talk to me.
What did we expect? I don't been on your show.
Yeah, for sure.
You finally don't came on mine.
Yeah, for sure.
Took you forever.
Snucky, do work.
Do work, exactly.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, so what's next for the Link Up Crew? You guys are definitely doing your thing, man. Mm-hmm. You had me on the show last week. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
Yeah, he definitely dropped through, man. Listen, man,
What are you expecting this to go around?
Man, right now, man, I'm expecting... to, as old heads used to say, to build a fellowship, to build a community. That's kind of why I came up with the name the Link Up Crew from, because I'm a fish. I'm good at anywhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm good in the water, not the water. You dig what I'm saying? No matter where I'm at, I'm good. Yeah. So I feel like wherever I link up, whoever I link up with, especially at this stage of my life, you know what I mean? I'm going further. I'm going further to the Lord or I'm going further in this world. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like just like we discussing, man, we putting our heads together, man. We got some big things coming. You know what I mean?
All day.
We got some real big things coming. So what I'm doing is I'm just trying to stay busy. Just trying to work with people who really trying to put in some work. You dig what I mean? We ran around our thing back in the day. What did that get us? Anybody who's still running around, they still running around. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't doing nothing with a purpose, like we just talked about the whole situation, we got to make ourselves into standing individuals in this world, let alone in our family's lives. Right. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You can go get some bread and take care of yourself all day. But if you ain't adding nothing to the community, you ain't adding nothing to the no value to the world, you ain't putting nothing out here. Look at this. Zone 6 click came together real smooth, man. You know what I'm saying? You put me on this thing like some Jiffy, and I'm not finna spread it. You feel what I'm saying?
My thing is, that's
kind of how I'm coming now. I'm only trying to get with niggas who getting it like I'm getting it, you know what I mean? Because I rose dolo from state to state. You feel me? Face ass. But that's where I'm at with it, man. I do the Link Up Crew shit, man. The Anything Zone is still popping on all streaming sites.
For sure.
Where, you know, I do talk about anything, everything, and sometimes nothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talk about all of it, man. And I got family, man. You know, so I don't kick it with nobody who ain't trying to do nothing. Yeah, I'm either in the house or I'm out here trying to get their money.
Ain't no gray areas.
Who the hell really chilling for free these days? Who is just chilling, not getting nothing down?
You feel me?
I'm with my brothers right now. We putting in work. We recording. We doing our thing. This is real business. This is real deal.
That's right.
You feel me?
And then, man, let me reiterate on thing, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of positive energy coming through, man. Y'all finna see, man. It's in motion like the motherfucking ocean, man.
You get what I'm saying?
Can I speak on some shit we got going on? Do y'all want to speak on it?
I'm always speaking into existence, baby. Don't ever be scared.
Okay, cool.
The airways right here.
Cool. We got the Crones to Breed movie.
Definitely.
That's coming with Curtis Snow. And then we do actually T don't team up with us and we writing it together.
We locking it in. Am I right? We writing it together. Ain't no sense of us doing nothing, bro. We ain't trying to go to no place. Yeah.
We doing it, and then we got top authority.
Ooh.
We got top authority gonna be in the movie.
Yeah, top authority. We got top authority gonna be in the movie, man.
Man, y'all
ain't on the show.
And they gonna be on the show.
But hey, just getting together as real brothers supposed to,
right?
And getting it out the bud like we supposed to.
Right.
Y'all gonna definitely go on a journey with us. You know what I'm saying? Because without y'all, You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But we definitely going to get with my boy, T the Hot Boy,
yes,
who is one of the writers.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Crumbs to the Bricks.
You see what I'm saying? Listen, man. One thing about it, man. We're going to go get that. You feel me?
Hold on. I just wanted to say, I hurry up and link them in. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
You know,
I helped partially discover him.
Because,
you know.
Big facts.
He was in the streets doing his thing when I first met him.
Frank Collar.
He was doing this. Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? He had me out there with him for a little bit, but yeah.
Hey, man, statue of limitations. You get what I'm saying? Look, bro, I feel like at this stage, bro, you ain't building toward nothing, you tearing down something.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And I truly believe that, man. You know, and so I feel like if nothing else, man, we got to either come together or build on your own, then bring it to the table. You know what I mean? Go kill something and bring it to the table.
That's what I mean by community and village.
Time only people who need to chill like that is women. You feel what I'm saying? Women and kids.
We men, man, and we gotta get out and hunt and get it. We gotta do that.
And that's what we doing with this. You know what I'm saying? You put a lot of other shit that you used to do when you was young, as far as you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Negativity, because you know karma. I believe in karma. That shit's real. You put that energy out there, it's gonna come back crazy.
Right.
That's why
good or bad.
Good or bad. So that's why I say, man, put that good energy out there, man. Put them vibes out there. Let's push the work in. You know what I mean?
And we're doing it.
We're gonna, like T said, speak it into existence. We're gonna go ahead and let y'all know. Crumbs to Bricks is on the way.
Crumbs to Bricks, man.
It's on the way. It's on the way.
Featuring Curtis Snow. Shout out to Curtis Snow.
Shout out to Curtis, man.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all expect that, you know, coming from that, man. It's on 6 Films, man. And associated with...
In conjunction with General Entertainment, you feel me?
Yeah.
Look, I got a question for y'all though. Real talk, man. I got a question for y'all. All right, man. We talk a lot about, you know, like we just said, about like women thing, about the money thing, about building yourself up, man.
Yes, sir.
What value do you think? I could say value, I want to say role value. What value do you think women play in today's society? Just like men play in society, what value do women play in this society? Like how should, especially with, don't get yourself me too, but speak real, be frankly about it. You feel what I'm saying? Meaning like, you say, does it make a whole, she having 35 bodies, yada, 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 or she got the bag now. Does that change the value of a woman, change the value of a man?
You want to answer that one, bro?
No, I'm gonna let you go then, I'm
gonna go. Okay. So what changed? First of all, the value of the woman has changed already.
Okay.
We know that.
Okay.
I always say, T, ain't no more, you don't heard me say this in the past, ain't no more women like your mama and my mama.
For sure.
I think that generation
big mamas has and
gone. That's gone now. What we're looking at now is a certain type of woman, like we just so heavily indicated, that a woman wants to come up off a man. They want the man to have the bag. They want us to walk. They want to walk into paradise instead of building paradise.
Ooh, I like that.
You see what I'm saying?
I like what you said.
We're going to do that right
now. I do agree.
You feel what I'm saying?
I do agree.
So they want to walk into paradise and not build paradise. So the thing of the matter is, we want to make sure you got to get a good caliber woman with a good head on the shoulder, man, so she can understand that if we build together, you could be a part of something that nobody's ever been a part of. So it's just all about building your woman building your man, both of y'all having each other back like a sweater.
Ooh, yeah. I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, you got to bring it into modern times now. It's easier said than done.
Absolutely.
So if that's still the case, you still got to deal with the cards you dealt.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? What you mean by that?
Meaning, okay, talk about building. What if there's nobody? They don't build no more.
No, they don't.
They don't build no more. No. So what did they leave
is.
You?
Right.
What did they leave you today? How? That's why I say the value. What is just like the we know what man's value.
Yes.
We just broke it out.
Yes.
Man's value is to be A, B, C, D, and possibly F. You feel me?
Yeah. I ain't definitely gonna be F. Can I answer that question?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Real talk. If she can't be here with me, then I don't need her.
Okay. So if she can't be with you, you don't need to explain that.
Explain that to me.
Okay, if she coming into my life, we building this, right?
Right.
We building this, correct?
Yes.
I mean, depends on where you at in your life. Because if you at a level in your life, Russell Wilson, I'm just using that as an example, what do you need to build?
I do agree.
I'm already built.
But on that level, that's a different level now. You know what I'm saying?
But on our level.
On this level right here,
yeah.
If a woman walk into my life right now,
What value does she have?
If she ain't helping me build this up, then I don't need her. That just me now.
Okay. So you are a firm believer that she has to support your dreams.
She got if I'm gonna support her dream, she gonna definitely have to support mine.
Okay.
She got we got to be her, man. We got to be.
So what if she say, nah, I don't want to do that right
well,
now.
Well, then I own it. Then I.
Does that make her a bad person?
No, it don't make her a bad person. Okay. Then I'm a smashing dad.
Okay, smashing dad.
Heard on smashing dads.
Smash thank you.
And ain't that wrong with that, man?
No.
You know what I'm saying? I won't deal with a woman, man. She did add something to the situation, but it didn't blossom quick enough for
her. Mm-hmm.
Right. Why is that, you think?
What you mean?
Why you feel that she felt that it didn't blossom quick enough? Did she tell you that, or that's what your assumption is?
It ain't no assumption, and she ain't got to tell me nothing.
Okay.
It was that because she left.
Okay.
She left.
She left.
I'm trying not to be disrespectful.
No, okay.
I only call you a bitch because I don't know your name personally.
I'm trying not to be disrespectful, man. But when somebody leave you, man, and look, man, I'm gonna tell you something, man.
Okay.
My mama died.
Right.
This is true. First of all, my truck went down.
Mm-hmm.
Right. 17 days later, my mama died.
Mm-hmm.
10 days later, I caught COVID.
Yeah.
Then the brawl left.
Oh, yeah.
Then the brawl left. So you're going to leave me when I'm at my lowest point.
Oh, yeah. They don't want to leave when you're doing good.
You're going to leave me when I'm at my lowest point, bitch. fuck.
He like that. That's right up your alley right there. That's definitely up my alley. Hold on, I'm going with some what, man.
And y'all wonder why, you know, and I ain't no hurt nigga, man. I ain't go, man, you know, and the first thing a woman would say, you hurt. Motherfucker, I ain't hurt.
I just know how y'all live.
I know how y'all inhuman motherfuckers is.
Yeah.
It ain't all women. It's just a motherfucker that, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a broad that I had then, and I got a broad now. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to go there, man. Because she might be looking at
you. Yeah, she definitely might be. She going to check the tape. Now we got to figure out which one he talking about.
Hey, the motherfucker, you know, when I get my degree, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Man, you basing all this shit off a degree, motherfucker. When you got a real man in your present, the only thing you concerned about is making $100,000. When you got a nigga that making $100,000 or more, you a fucking idiot.
Facts. That's why I asked, what is the value? Because obviously, you look at that as what it was. I look at it as a blessing.
What you mean, though?
I asked the Lord for those kind of things because...
Wow.
No, real talk. I asked for not for me to be struggling, but I also asked for me because you got to think about it. You know how they say, when you go through your tests for the testimony.
That is true.
I agree. But I also look at the other side of that pillow. I want those things to slick happen so I can see what's really real. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Because think about it. Say you didn't fall. Say you just didn't fall down and that person stayed around. You wouldn't have known that that person wasn't.
Come on, boy.
Sometimes that's why I don't look at the thing. I don't go with the whole building thing unless you of a certain level in life, certain age in life, and all of the above.
But hold on, can I interrupt?
Okay.
This broad that I was talking about, excuse me, she was 4 years old, so she ain't no young bitch. Excuse me.
So she was a damn fool.
She was a damn fool, and then the mother, she's very attractive woman. I ain't gonna sit up there and lie. Very attractive woman, right? And I noticed the motherfucker went and sat up there, got her real estate license. Once she got that real estate license, I saw the bullshit come.
Oh yeah.
Saw the bullshit come.
When they level up, they think their life has to level up.
But I ain't mad at that now. Because I'm doing my own thing, right? Yep. So we riding around, nigga. Listen to me. We riding around, nigga, you know, because she want to sell $1 million house.
Mm-hmm.
And we riding down, you know, looking at $1 million house and shit like that. You know what I mean? And I say, man, this is what I see. I'm fucking with her. I'm going to help you get to this level.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't say nothing. You know? So I said, then what we going to do? Man, I don't want to give up too much game, boy. Lord have mercy.
But that's what we're here for. Real talk.
This is
real community fellowship, bro.
Okay,
somebody need to hear this.
I'm going to tell you what I was going to do, nigga. I was going to actually help this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm trying to build this motherfucker up. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. On Peachtree Street, right?
Yeah.
It was a billboard. It had a woman who was selling $1 million home. I said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put your name on that billboard. She said, you going to really do that? I said, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it. But she got goals. So it is what it is. And I'm glad, T, like you said, I'm glad it happened.
There you go.
Yep.
I'm glad it happened.
There you go.
God took that low life out of my life for a reason.
Now, another trope that people use, I like it, but I don't really like to use. Like, I'm not a fat kind of person. So, well, you know how they say, ain't no losses, it's only lessons. I get it. And I understand it, but I mean, that's kind of bullshit.
Why you say that?
Because it's losses in life. There's a loss. Eagles are my team. We lost the Super Bowl. It don't matter if Jalen Hurts had the most rushing yards for a quarterback in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
It don't matter if he outthrew Patrick Mahomes.
A loss is a loss.
A loss is a loss. Ain't no damn lesson in that. You lost. You feel me? Now, I'm good with that because it's two sides to a quarter. You feel me? Now, the thing with that is, I agree with it when it comes to situations like this. Like I said, I look at that as great because it shows you what to look for. But it also takes into effect that the mentality of where you was at with it, I'm with you, boo, but I'm not riding around looking at no $1 million houses. Talking about, I don't want to sell $1 million. Bitch, you ain't never sold a $10,000 house.
Hey, that's what my point was, T. That's what my point was.
Come on,
that, man. That's what my point. I said, man, you ain't never sold, you know, I ain't say 10,000. I said, man, you ain't never sold
$100,000 house.
So how you going?
She just going to jump right
so
over.
So how you going? And I said, listen. We going to, I said, so how the hell you going to sell $1 million house when you ain't sold a $400,000? It don't make sense.
It don't.
So that should have been the exit signs that you was looking at right there.
And I saw it.
You know?
I saw it.
So your test was, you did the right test, but I would have did it in on purpose. Like you say, you gonna look out because you're a man. You're going to try to take care of her. You're going to try to at least support her.
But I'm put that back on me now. Put that back on me. I'm going to tell you what I did to you. And I'm bullshitting now. I said, okay. Because at that particular time, I said, I'm finna get me a career. I'm there fucking with her, right? I wasn't finna get no man. We trying to do the podcast.
Find me a career.
But you know what? I didn't say that, Nancy. She would have done it.
Miss Real Estate, if you went to
it. No. She would have done it. I said, well, I'm just bullshit. You know what I mean? I said, man, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm looking for me a little crib or whatever, you know. And then she said, well, why you ain't come to me? I said, what the fuck you mean? Why I ain't come to you? What? I mean, give me time to tell you what I'm doing.
Right.
And well, you should have been like, well, babe, you just got the real estate license. So I started nosing a lot of shit.
Right.
She changed.
That motherfucker changed like a motherfucker.
I mean, she probably was that from the jump. You just weren't looking at the exit signs. You
facts,
had that ass.
Facts.
Shout out to.
Facts.
Hold on.
Facts.
Shout out to the exit signs
instead of the ass. Big fact, man. That's what we here
damn.
For. Man. That's what we here for, dog.
Woo!
Because think about it. This is game that somebody could hear and peep game like
and help them out.
And help them out.
Absolutely.
Like, most of the game, all my game that I get is from niggas around me.
Yeah,
the fellowship of life. You feel what I'm saying? The fellowship of community. We ain't got no OGs like it used to be. We don't got big mamas like it used to be.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? These little niggas out here just wild, wild westing because they don't listen to nobody or they don't pay attention until it's too late. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, even if it's something, we just talking about relationship shit right now. It could be something in the streets. You can tell the young nigga, hey, my boy, hey, I wouldn't be riding dirty like that. With these niggas out here riding motherfucking dirty with all kind of extendos with their goddamn license in the pocket. Nigga, you better have a fake ID if you going to goddamn be...
Yeah, I do agree.
Yeah.
But they don't want to listen.
I do agree.
You know what I mean? You riding dirty in a motherfucking $80,000 car speeding with no tag.
Yep.
Oh, real shit.
And want to have a nerd have a pound and a fucking extendo. Mm. You see what I'm saying?
But they think that shit cool, T.
It might be cool. It might be fun. But you got to have smarts about it. You got to think about it.
Absolutely.
Somebody in our life that told us, hey, pull the coattail. Hey, whoa, look at it. I wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Or if you're going to do that, do it like this here.
Do it like this here.
Right. Yeah, right.
But you know what I mean? Because that's why I say, don't be afraid to speak your truth, speak your game. Because if I'm a certain person and I hear you saying that, I'm like, you know what? I'm going through this shit right now. This bitch think I'm stupid.
Yeah.
This bitch want me to motherfucking get her a billboard on Piedmont.
Yeah.
And this bitch ain't even sold a mobile home yet.
Come on, what?
And I would have never even heard that or peeped game until I hear somebody like you talk that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's kind of, and that's why when we, all jokes aside, when we talk about the Russell thing, we call him in a sense of like, look here, man, a man value has to be earned. A woman's value is given.
Yeah, he is given.
Think about it. For she 15 to she 25, she the best thing popping. I'm talking about she done catch me out.
Oh,
you
feel
what I'm saying? She can get anywhere she want.
Yeah.
She can get into the club. She can get on the boat. She
niggas
can party
been jugging at her from that age.
Niggas
right.
been on her.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? She can do whatever she wants, especially if she look good. You know what I'm saying? She can get whatever she wants. in this modern day society.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, be a fucking 22-year-old nigga. Boy, yeah, if you ain't got no money, you're done young. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you ain't got no status, if you ain't, or in this day and age, if you ain't looking like it, yeah. That's why these kids, they so worried about looking like it. I put that shit on. But boy, your pocket's broke, my boy. Mm-hmm. Or I don't want to go out here and hustle and go out here. You don't want to talk shit about a water boy. A real water boy gonna get that bread.
Yeah, I do agree.
You know what I'm saying? But the other niggas out here begging. These other niggas out here fucking spending their money to look like they doing it, but you broke. You feel what I'm saying? Absolutely. You ain't adding no value to life.
So how? Let me ask you something,
T. Yes, sir.
How do these young? What can we say to you? Get these young brothers to add value in their life right now. At this point.
First and foremost, like my OG always told me. You walk the shoes that you want to see. You feel me? You always stand, as they, in the kids' term, you always stand on business. Right now, even if it's, what the Bible say? Any part of over three is a what? You see what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a church. It's a sermon. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You always stand on who you is, no matter where you at. Talk that talk, man. We want to hear that shit. I don't give a fuck if it's just three people. I don't care if it's 10 people. I don't care if you're at the bar, at the church, at the work site. You talk that talk. You tune into the Zone 6 Click, man. You follow us. You like it. You subscribe. You share this shit to somebody who might need this information. We all got kids. People got kids. They need to hear, nigga. It ain't all about Hellcats and Blickies. If you ain't got nothing to go behind. If you ain't got no bond money, what you got to have? What you got a Blicky for?
Facts.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What you carrying around an extendo for if you ain't ready to go do no time?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm always be who I am wherever I'm at. You see what I'm saying? I'm at the motherfucking store, a little boy going crazy, just going stupid. Everybody looking like they scared to say something. I snatch his little ass up. I don't know this nigga. I snatch this nigga ass up. You feel me? Nigga, mama, come, what you doing to my baby? What you mean? She damn near got her ass snatched up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, look at this goddamn store. Look at this store. The boy acting a nut. I'm going to be a man in anywhere I'm at.
You got to be a man. Bro.
I don't care kid it is. I don't care who woman it is. You know, if it's foul, it's foul. And like I said, you bring bad karma. So obviously, I done made a turn. So I'm not going to be doing foul shit to bring bad karma to me. You feel me?
You
so,
definitely don't make a turn.
Hey, there you go, baby.
Yeah, for real.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, seriously.
That's what it is.
Definitely don't make a turn.
But
yes.
what I get that from is hearing people, being around people, understanding I ain't got to burn my hand to know it's hot.
That's why.
You feel what I'm saying? That's why. Nigga, this show popping. This show is all over the world. This show's been heard in different countries. They don't even know what we about in Atlanta. But I guarantee you, somebody going to hear this and they'll be like, you know what? I do want to go get me a Hellcat. You know, I do want to do what they do on a video.
Right.
But I don't want to go to jail.
Right.
You feel me? So what I should do is go actually get my license. Go actually get me a job and get that insurance. You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, as crazy as people say, Boosie be speaking the real shit.
You do.
To the point where if you gonna be in something, have principles, have morals. You know
I
what
do agree.
If you gonna be a street guy, be a street guy.
Straight up.
Know what come with it.
Don't half-ass it.
That's Know what come with it. Know what come with it. Whatever you doing, you better know what come with it.
The game to change. These chicks want to act like niggas, but then be mad when they get treated like niggas.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying?
Because they'll cross that line like a nigga.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They want to make the bag. They want to talk shit to you. No, ain't no woman. I don't give a fuck if I'm broke. My woman will always know I'm the man.
I'm trying to tell you.
She will always know I'm the man.
Shout out to that, bro.
You see what I'm saying?
Damn.
I don't care if I ain't popping as I used to be. Ain't no little nigga finna play me. Ain't no big nigga gonna play me.
That's right.
Cause I ain't going. Now, don't get it twisted. We teach people and we talking like now, nigga. If he got the ups on you, nigga, let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
Fear and style say you live to fight another day.
You live to fight another day.
We keep making content like that. Crumbs the Bricks coming soon. We putting content that's really just going to last and test the time. Fear and style said that in what? Boys and
Hoops.
What year was that? You see what I'm saying? Yeah. That shit still rang true today.
And that was in the 90s. That was in what?
92?
91.
91, 92.
Yeah. Real.
Why you think you said, who died on these streets every night? Y'all.
Yeah.
Dog.
We look at it as entertainment, but those are real
facts. Those real facts,
bro. If niggas like me didn't see that, I wouldn't have known what, like, yeah. I wouldn't have known that was real life game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to understand that. Putting this content out to the world, niggas tuning into the Zone 6 Click, niggas tuning into the Anything Zone, niggas actually learn about real financial literacy, learn about being a man around other men, learn how to be a man around women. You feel me? If you're a woman, require your woman to be a woman.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about no city girl shit. You gonna be a woman around me?
Yeah, I don't care about that.
You know what I'm saying? If you representing me, you're going to be a woman.
You're going to be a fucking woman.
Or if you in, association with me, or you're going to be a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that birds of a feather flock together. That's real talk. So when you see niggas acting like jokers, guess who they hanging around?
Jokers.
Because jokers ain't finna hang with kings like that.
Yeah, we kings around here, man.
Jokers don't hang with kings like that. Even though in spades, some people don't play like that.
Now, I do agree.
You see what I'm saying? I got a pocket full of them. You better ask somebody, man. Put them on the table.
Yeah, man. We doing it, man.
But to answer your question, to nip that in the bud, bro, keep being a stand-up as we is and keep putting this shit out there. Yeah, keep putting it out there. That's why I feel like this comes together at the perfect time, man. Like, this ain't no just hood fly-by-night shit, nigga. You can take any 2-minute clip of this, 20-minute clip of this, and really pick up some game.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? We of course, it's entertaining. We got our shit we talk about, but this is real life game that we put on.
Absolutely.
You know, every week, you put on a show, nigga, you can sift through that, and it's real life game from these women, real life game from these men that been through some stuff. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
people want to look at it for the entertainment aspect, which is cool. That's
but
all
listen to the message, Eddie.
Listen to the message, brother.
Yeah. Read through the message.
Yeah,
even if it's a book, I tell my kids all the time, you want to contest me about something, so you want to look on Google, but motherfucker, you ain't even clicking the link. You just looking at the headline.
That's right. Click
the link to figure it out.
And I'm going to tell you something, man. Motherfuckers always say, I'm going to Google it. I say, motherfucker, bitch. You better put it in the book. Read the book.
Yeah, that's Google rules.
Read the goddamn book. When you want to know something about me, man, don't go to Google.
Don't look at the chat. Don't look at the title of the chapter.
No, man.
Read the words.
Oh, I Googled you. No, bitch. You Google what they put on me.
Right.
Ask me about what I'm in.
Right. They don't make it facts.
Come on, boy.
Come on now.
Yeah, they don't make it facts.
So, like I said, that... To answer that question, bro, we got to keep our feet on the nest, keep ourselves and walking tall as men, as kings.
Absolutely.
And wherever you at. Put this stuff out here, dog. This is real life game. Except, I'm pretty sure Jesus would be on this motherfucker podcast if he had a camera and a microphone.
Oh, God. You see what I'm saying? Oh, God.
Like, this is real deal, man. Oh, God. So, that's how I look for it, man. You ask me when I'm doing this, I'm walking in that path, bro. I'm walking in that. Like, I ain't doing nothing if I ain't going nowhere.
Hey, that's real talk, man.
So, OG, keep putting that game out here. Keep putting that talk out here.
Right.
People tune in just to hear that talk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People actually come into, like, they fast forward to that clip. They're like, man, I need to hear that. Or, man, I'm around it, but I ain't been through that yet. You feel what I'm saying?
And so you're right, too, man, because you never know the message you put on these airwaves, what message
it's
somebody can help a person out, man.
So, bro, people are listening to this right now in other countries. You don't even know that.
All we got, if
you want to be phone, we can check our analytics, boy. They check me in over 36 countries.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
I don't
care if it's one person. I don't give a fuck.
It don't matter.
The message reach one person at a time, man.
Yeah.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why God gave us two ears and one mouth. You're supposed to listen more than you hear. You understand what I'm saying?
Come on now.
So that's why I want my message to the people, man. If you ever hear my voice on the airways, man, and you see my face on the tizzoo.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it's gonna be on the airways. Every week. You're part of the clique.
Every week, man.
You're part of the clique.
I appreciate that,
you're
bro.
Part of the clique.
I appreciate
and then I'm letting y'all motherfuckers know we got Cross the Bricks,
coming soon.
Yes. You know what I mean? Written by these three niggas right here.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? We writing it.
Yes, sir.
You know, we got Curtis Snow in, and we got Top Authority. So it's coming, y'all.
It's coming.
And I'm going to tell you something, with all everybody that sit up there and talk that foolishness about me, man, I just act like that, man. I'm a real player, man. Real talk, man. I just act like that, man. I just act like that. You understand me? I just act like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Bullshit, man. I'm a real player, man. And I speak a lot of game.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He ain't sports, ain't got shit on him.
No, I speak a lot of game, man. Yeah. See, they talk shit, but I tell the motherfucker, man, I don't do never talk shit and swallow spit, man. You understand me, man?
Y'all
talking that, but I walk it, man.
Yeah.
I'm we trying to help to elevate the community, man. You know what I'm saying? That's all we're trying to do, man. You know what I'm saying? School these young brothers and old niggas as well about the bull crap that a lot of these women put on these niggas. And now I ain't hurt.
ain't hurt.
Nah, because you know they like to say that. They like to say, oh, nigga, you hurt now.
Who hurt you?
Who hurt you? Nah, I ain't hurt, man. I'm a motherfucking player, man. I make plenty of money. I don't want to go there now.
Yeah.
Because I started to say, I make plenty of money. For, you know, I don't want to go there because I know how they do.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Chrome the bricks on the way.
What you got to say, homie?
Chrome the bricks is on the way, man.
Yes, sir.
Chrome the bricks on the way.
And it's gonna be dope.
It's gonna be.
And we really, we.
I can't wait for y'all to see this, man.
Y'all we really write the script. It ain't gonna be no nigga shit. It ain't gonna be. It ain't gonna be no nigga. It's gonna be some nigga shit.
Yeah, it is.
But it ain't gonna be no nigga shit.
But the niggas come back anyway.
Yeah. It's gonna be well put together.
Yeah, sure, for sure.
Man, make sure y'all stay tuned. Crown the bricks, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, and y'all seeing it from the ground up right now. That's a beautiful thing.
As he said, we got to build it up. But where Eddie Kane saying it?
Man, this is beautiful.
Yes, sir.
Man, I love this, man.
Yeah, man. Big fact.
Crawl the bridge. Hey, for the closing, T, what you got? Let's talk about the movie real quick for the
last. Gotcha. Say less.
Give me a trailer, a verbal trailer.
A verbal trailer.
Of Crumbs the Bricks in your eyesight. Now, we ain't through building everything. We just want to get a people insight.
Listen, man, I ain't got to say no more. Go ahead, come on with it. It's some real Atlanta shit, dog. You know what I'm saying? If you ever been to the South, if you ever been in the hood in the ghetto near you in America, man, you know how to get to that money. If you don't know how to get to that money, come on, watch Crumbs and Bricks, man. It's a guys who try to get it by any means necessary. You understand, man? And one thing about it, two things for sure, they're going to go get that dough. If they don't, they're going to try again some more. You feel me?
Yeah,
To me, that's really what the overall concept of it is, man. Two homies, two cousins, they out here trying to get that bread and the adventures that they take to get it, you know, sometimes it's a life or death situation, man. If you don't make it today, wake up and make it tomorrow. Thank the Lord. You dig what I'm saying?
Don't ever give up, right?
You know, and one day, one thing, man, if you don't got it today, don't mean you ain't going to get it tomorrow, so don't get off your ass, man. Go get that.
So don't let be the failure, but a try, man. You know what I'm saying? So
don't
be the failure, but a try.
At least try, man.
Get out there and get it, man. Don't give up on your dreams and aspirations, man. Just because it's raining and rainy storm, the sunshine is around the corner, man. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Can I say something?
Mr. Supreme, what you got to say First of all, tell me your insight first before Crumbs the Bricks. What you got?
Just like my homie T said, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, some ghetto cats from Atlanta, Wing Skate.
Nah, that's why I said real Atlanta shit.
Real Atlanta. Wing Skate.
You had to put
that known for that skate.
No, we ain't known for skate, man. No, that's for TV.
Real Atlanta shit.
You know what I'm saying? We really getting it how we live, man. Zone 6 forever. You know, and I'm gonna tell you something, man. For all the young brothers, man, stay positive.
Yes, sir.
You know, build yourself up. Be a man. Don't chase no woman. Chase your goddamn dream.
Yeah.
It's Supreme Ogun, the runaway slave that didn't get caught.
Yeah.
Okay.
And look,
let me tap it in, man. Look. If you want to be part of this, man, if you want to be part of this, man, we will be holding auditions. We will be looking for extras, man. Because like I said, this is real Atlanta shit, so we putting the people on, man.
Yep.
Make sure you tap in. Zone 6, click on all the social sites. Make sure you tap into the YouTube. Likes, comment, subscribe, share. Tap in T the Hot Boy. That's TEEDAHOTBOI. Tap into anything zone. And we looking for stuff, man, because like I say, It's almost to you, man. And don't want to be left behind, but we're going to get going regardless.
We're going to get going regardless.
Give me that one more time.
Because I'm that guy. You understand what I'm saying? If you want to tap in on anything, on any social site, to anything's on, man, tap in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you hear my voice at, that's where I can be at. You dig what I'm saying? If I ain't there, all you got to do is put a call in, and I'll be there.
Say less.
You understand what
I'm
saying?
Say less.
Hey,
don't beat you there. Meet you there.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure.
Hey, I want to shout my nigga out though, man.
Okay, what you got for me,
man? You know Curtis Snow.
Okay,
tap in.
Hey, Curtis. Hey, Curtis Snow, chapter one, man. I'm a G, second edition. You know what I'm saying?
Too, man.
Yeah, put it on the camera, man.
Y'all see it? Y'all see it?
So I just want to shout out to my nigga, man. He a real nigga, man. Yeah. I fuck with real nigga, man.
Shout out to Kurt, man. Big
shout
time.
Out to Kurt, man. You know what I'm saying?
Tap in with us, man. Yeah.
Tap in with us, y'all.
We out.
That was a good show, guys. God, that was a good show.
Hey, nigga.
God, that was a good show.
See what I told you to?
He didn't record.
Hold on. Let's see. Look.
Are we... I'm
looking
to see what you got.
That was a good show. Yeah.
That was a good ass show, bro.
See, that was a good show, huh? That's how
you
know
what I'm saying?
That was a good
that's
show, bro.
Put that shit together,
That was a good show.
Hey, nigga, you did good. That's what I'm fucking about. Hey, he good. That's what I'm saying. Hey, look, I ain't even hit none of the, like, you know what I'm saying? Usually I have like categories or some shit, like, you know, Where I'm talking to certain things, so we can run it down. Like I say, I base my shit off radio shows. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't got no games or no shit like that. But I do different things just to breathe it along, just so we can transition.
So we might should have done that,
right? I told this fool that nigga, man, you gotta be prepared when you do a show. Like,
but see, that was good though.